We're continuing with the laws of Shabbat. We're up to the 64th chapter of the Kitzur Shanuch Mekochaim. Our subject now is Oneg Shabbos, making Shabbos pleasurable. So our sages said one should try to prepare for Shabbos very delicious food. So when the Jews were very poor in Europe, they couldn't afford much. So they put together the beans they could muster and the potatoes they could muster. And if they could actually get a little slab of meat in there, that was great. And they'd let it sit until it became something special. And so they named it after something that sits, shulant, chulant, which basically means something that sits on the flame.
Name it after your...
So you're supposed to prepare something which is very special. And if you can't afford something special, so you make it into something special. So if all week long you eat regular baked beans, so for Shabbos you make baked beans that sat for longer. You make them in a way that is special. Today, Baruch Hashem, we have affordable, delicious food for Shabbos. A person should try to prepare delicious drinks for Shabbos. So before refrigeration came out, you basically had two choices, either freshly squeezed or alcoholic. Those were the two beverages that stayed. So generally, people bought good wine or beer or whiskey, scotch, right? Today, you got to be very careful with that. We have a real issue today with alcoholism in Judaism. You don't want to get your kids hooked on scotch and stuff like that. All these kiddush clubs and everything have a very problematic side effect. If you drink a little bit of wine, it's fine, but you really got to keep your eye on what's going on out there. Here in Israel, I remember 10, 15 years ago, we had no problem with alcoholism. Then they had a huge influx of people from certain countries, which will remain nameless. And we have a huge problem today with alcohol.
It wasn't known. We were afraid.
15 years ago, yeah. Ah, okay, I hear. At any rate, technically today, so I guess you could get a good bottle of Coke. You could get a good bottle of juice. There are all kinds of special drinks out there. As far as alcohol today, I'm just saying it's not worth the risks. There's too much problems with it. If a person can keep it to one little schnapps glass, good for him. That's very nice. But that's something to think about, depending on what a person can afford. So what happens if a person has steak every day? You know, he can afford steak every day. A person still has to eat his food differently on Shabbos than on weekday. If you can get better food for Shabbos, good. If you're so wealthy that it doesn't get better than what you're eating all week, so then you should still change your meal on Shabbos from your meal on weekday. We try to have Shabbos silverware. We try to have, some people have a special place where they eat the meal on Shabbos, where all week long they'll eat on the kitchen table, and on Shabbos they'll eat on the dining room table. All week long they'll eat with the regular dishes, on Shabbos they eat with the Shabbos cutlery. All week long they eat at a certain hour, and on Shabbos they eat at a different time. If people ordinarily eat early in the morning, on Shabbos they eat late. If people ordinarily eat late, then on Shabbos they should try to eat earlier. We try to change it to make it special.